Welcome into a Thursday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, the New York Jets coming to town. If you haven't heard.
I have heard. I also heard they have a backup quarterback, and I can't remember his name, but we can probably get into that later.
That's
in the week.
The rumor.
That's
yes,
right.
We
That's
can.
That's right.
It's a 1 o'clock kick Sunday here at Everbank. The Jags back on the practice field today, getting ready for that game. And a couple of guys, most notably, weren't on the field. Cecil Shorts, Rashad Jennings. What's the latest?
Well, Rashad evidently still has to pass his baseline test. He wasn't out there today. Cecil Shorts did pass his baseline concussion test on Tuesday. He still hasn't been on the field, and it's really a case of he still has some symptoms. Hadn't been on the field for the last 2 days, so you would think that leaves him pretty unlikely going into the weekend.
And he's been hot, too, a touchdown in 4 straight games. Mm-hmm. So we asked Bob Gradkowski today, the offensive coordinator, who takes that spot, and he said it's basically a tryout right now between Elliott and Shipley and Clemens and Cosby. What do you got on that?
I was going to say, such a tryout that I was going to need you to name the names for him.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that you haven't heard of. Spoke with Kevin Elliott today, and he just said he takes the same approach as he always has taken, that this opportunity is a huge opportunity. And, in the NFL, especially in these last 4 or 5 games of the season, a lot of these younger guys, it's about putting stuff on tape that they can either be seen by their team, the next team. So it's a huge moment for these guys.
You asked Gradkowski today about the running back situation, mm-hmm. and most notably you asked him, what is your confidence in
right.
Montel Owens, and what did he say to you?
Well, Montel's a very interesting story because both Mike Mularkey and Gradkowski have talked this week about when they've seen Montel Owens play, all you really knew about the guy before was he was a special teams guy. His coaching staff has come in new, and they didn't know Montel, thought of him as a Pro Bowl special teams guy. When they've had a chance to see him on the field and run, he's run very effectively. And Gradkowski talked about him being the kind of guy who can get the yards that are there on the play. So I think that's what you're looking for Montel. Maybe not a breakaway guy, but a guy who can be effective and get you into good spots.
1 o'clock kick on Sunday. John, mm-hmm. are you ready? We're getting there. A couple days away.
I was born ready. It's game day.
Okay,
it's gonna be
John,
game day.
Thanks a lot. As we leave today, some sad news. One of the Jaguars' biggest fans lost her battle with cancer this morning, Jaden Scott. She was 9 years old. A number of players visited Jaden during a visit to Wolfson Children's Hospital not long ago. She toured the facility on her 9th birthday here and was an honorary captain for the coin toss for the Lions game. Jaden Scott, 9 years of age, our thoughts and prayers with the Scott family. We'll wrap up the Jets week tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.